Welcome back to the Quiet Mind Yoga Podcast. My name is Jeremy Devins, and today we have a practice called Vinyasa to detoxify. And is that really possible? Can we really detox through yoga? I would argue no. So why am I calling the episode that? Well, it is a common term that people look for. It's something that people think about with yoga, and something that a lot of people want with yoga. And there is a precedent for it in the yoga tradition. So rather than thinking about it as we are squeezing out toxins from the body, in the Ayurveda tradition, there's the idea of ama. Ama is like the accumulated toxins in the body, essentially, and we can see that through disease. So what you could do right now is pull out your camera and your phone and put it on portrait to face yourself and look at your tongue. Or if you have an actual mirror nearby, just look in the mirror and look at your tongue. Is it white? Is it discolored? Are there some spots of white on there? Is there a line down the middle? These are all possible signs that there is ama in your body. And it's most noticeable usually in the morning when you wake up right away. So that's the best time to check. And the best time to use a tongue scraper to clean that stuff off from the Ayurvedic perspective. This isn't exactly correlated or validated by modern science yet, but as we've seen over the last 20 years, modern science is just catching up with a lot of old traditions from yoga and Ayurveda. So this may be more scientifically proven in the future, but the idea is that the liver detoxifies and renews itself every night between 10 p.m. and 2 a.m. That is the pitta time of the evening. It's also the pitta time of the day, 10 a.m. to 2 p.m. and then 10 p.m. to 2 a.m. Those are the pitta times, 10 to 2. So in that time at night, if we're asleep, the liver can completely regenerate itself. That is the Ayurvedic perspective of understanding the body. And if it doesn't, then we get backed up in our healing processes and ama accumulates. Ama is sort of a general catch-all term for toxins, disease, accumulation of things that are getting stuck in the body. And there's a lot of ways this can be scientifically validated of things getting gunked up in the body, essentially in the arteries and phlegm and mucus and things like that. But from the yoga perspective, we want to increase agni. Agni is an internal fire. And it is very difficult to just translate with any one word because it also represents your metabolism. It represents your focus and clarity. If your agni is weak, you're going to be more distractible. You're going to be less focused. If your agni is steady and strong, you're going to feel strong, focused, sharp. Your metabolism is good. Your body digests well. And if those things are not happening, the agni is weak. You want to think of it like an actual fire, like you would start a fire and keep it going. And there's times where the wind comes and can blow it out, or it can accelerate the fire. And think of that like with your diet as well. There's foods you can eat that can put out the fire in your stomach, and activities and ways of being and lifestyle that can diminish that fire. Like if you're out partying all night and you burn yourself out and you're tired, but you stay up and you keep pushing past, you don't sleep. You know, you're extinguishing that fire, using up your energy, and you're going to feel depleted the next day. So you've got to get that fire going again. And you can do that with coffee and stimulants and external things, but you can also do it with internal things. And that's what we'll explore in today's practice of things that you can do from a very embodied, holistic, just you and your yoga mat. Don't even need a yoga mat, just you and your body and your breath. Working to build this internal heat, this agni, that creates clarity, focus, and sharpness, and cleanses and clears out ama toxins. And you'll see the effects of this if you need to go spit up some mucus. Great, getting that stuff out. Or if you feel sharper and clearer, great. Or if you sleep better tonight. And these are all good signs that it's working. And if you feel like irritable or frustrated or reactive, your agni could actually be too strong, right? So everything in balance. We don't want just, oh, agni's good, so let's just get that fire going all the time and keep the fire going, do everything we can to get the fire going. That's kind of the Western perspective of if a little bit of that fire is good, then a lot of it must be really good. And that is not true, right? It's everything in balance. So we need the fire going, but we don't need a roaring flame that just burns through everything in its path. And then we get frustrated, irritable. We get physical symptoms like acne, rashes, red skin, spots on our skin, and emotional symptoms of irritation, anger. So those things are happening. You've gone too far, and go to a different class. Stop the class. Go do a gentle or yin or restorative, something to cool your system down rather than heat it up. Because it's already hot. Now you got to balance that out and cool it off. And it is a continual balancing act. Like, we're never done. And you do this practice today. It's like you brush your teeth, you know? You brushed your teeth today, but you're not done. You're going to eat more food and you got to have more stuff on your teeth to brush off later. And we live our lives and we have emotional stuff that we move through, energetic stuff we move through. And the yoga practice is our sort of physical brushing the teeth, spiritual brushing of the teeth that we get to do to help things feel clear, help us feel our best, help us show up our best through our relationships and our work and our lives. So that's our practice we're going to be doing today. And if you want more stuff like this, you want to go deeper into this world of health through yoga practice, I'm hosting a free workshop next week from when I'm posting this. And if you watch it later, you can still go to that link and sign up for the next time I offer it. quietmind.yoga/health. That is the link to go to the Get in the Best Health of Your Life workshop. And this is going to be really cool. So I was talking to a friend recently. She wanted to get in the best shape of her life. And then she got sick. You know, that kind of thing happens a lot. We set an intention and then the universe tests us. And she quickly recovered, which is great, of course. But that happens. You know, we say we want something and then the opposite happens. And we've got to work with the lessons of that to get to the thing that we want. So in this workshop, it's not about getting in the best shape of your life and some external thing and like, you know, just getting abs or being able to do a handstand. Those are great. We'll talk about that as well. But that is not necessarily health. I know people who can do those things who are not very healthy, and they might go out and party a lot and they're burned out and they're angry, they're irritable to be around, right? Because that stuff is very pizza. Like, being very physically athletic and athletically talented is great, but you can do that in a way that is balanced, and you can do it in a way that is imbalanced where your pizza goes through the roof. So I want to share about how to really have a balanced health approach, a holistic health approach that for you, in your own definition, creates the best health of your life at any age, any background, any diet, any lifestyle habits, you know, within reason. You know, if you want to smoke and drink alcohol every day, this workshop's not for you. But if you're willing to do things that create health in your life that may be a little challenging, maybe a little outside your comfort zone, but you know you want the end result, you want the growth, the health, the happiness, the longevity, the endurance, the not needing to go to the hospital, not needing medical interventions, to minimal at least, you know, that's the kind of stuff we'll talk about. And I've been very fortunate to have amazing health throughout my life, the adult life. My childhood was a little bit rougher. I was eating a lot of bad food all the time, terrible teeth. I was going to the doctor more because I was constantly eating Pop-Tarts and soda and candy and junk food. That's just what I knew. I didn't know any different. And it wasn't until I was in high school and I was drinking like three sodas a day. My teeth were rotting. And my close friend, I said, "Do you want some of my soda?" Or "Do you want a soda or whatever?" Not mine. I wasn't sharing mine. I was asking he wanted me to get him one from the vending machine. That's what it was. And he said, "No, no, thanks." And I was like, "Oh, I noticed you don't really drink soda. Is there any reason for that?" And he said, "Yeah, it deteriorates muscle mass." I was like, "What? I never heard anything like this. I never even thought about this. I mean, I knew it was bad for my teeth. That was obvious because my teeth would hurt when I drank it. But I never really thought about what is the effect of the food we're eating." And I was like 14, you know, I just didn't know. I just didn't know. And at that point, I was like, "Oh, okay, this is. Changes everything, you know. I want to know what everything else does. How does pizza affect my body? How does this food affect my body?" So I started researching that, and I was fortunate to grow up in that time where the internet and Wikipedia was just coming up, so it was becoming easier to search Bodybuilding forums were a good ally for me because that was one of the places where a lot of people were already spent like 20 plus years dedicated to health, sharing their advice on there and their experience. So that was really huge because I just didn't have that in my personal life. I didn't know where to find that. I was very happy to find that online and I just devoured that stuff. I was just constantly reading it. And as soon as I could get a job, I wanted to get a job at GNC because that was the place, the only place I knew is like everybody's focused on health. Like that was the pinnacle to me. Now it seems a little silly, like it's just a supplement store, but it was the only place I knew where like everybody was interested in health and that's all they talked about. And I didn't know of anything else. I didn't know about yoga studios. I didn't know about yoga, Ayurveda, or any of that. So as soon as I was 17, on my 17th birthday, I got a job at GNC. Super excited about that. And I've been working in health and wellness ever since then in 2003. And I love it. I love getting to share this stuff. So in this free workshop, I'll be sharing some of my favorite insights that I've gained over my 20 plus years now of doing this stuff. It's hard to believe it's been that long, but it has. And I've had a lot of trial and error, a lot of experimentation with a lot of different diets. And I respect everyone's different dietary choices. I know that can get very charged for people to talk about. But I've been vegan, I've been vegetarian, I was fruitarian, I was raw vegan. I've done a lot of different diets for long periods of time, like 7 years vegetarian until I accidentally ate meat at a potluck and felt like the most nourishing thing I'd ever eaten. So I started putting meat back in my diet and getting holistically sourced meat as best I could, right? So I'll be sharing about my insights, and I really have a lot of respect and support for every dietary type. I've worked as an Ayurvedic consultant to people. I am not an Ayurvedic doctor, but I've done a lot of training in Ayurveda, the science of life extension, and that stuff has been just the foundation of my life since I learned it and really went in depth in 2011 and became a yoga teacher and really took tons of Ayurveda trainings and all this. So excited to share my insights. I've never done this workshop before. Essentially, it is an overview of like the best health practices, and you will leave with a one-page plan to be in the best health of your life. And it's a quietmind.yoga/health. All right, so thanks for listening in here. This is my little intro, and now we will move into our practice. And from here on, it's just time to practice. Enjoy.
So we'll start today with something for the upper back. So I'll give you a couple options here. First one with no props is to just roll up your mat into a circle, a cylinder, and like lay back onto that. So it's under your shoulder blades, and that creates a little bit of a pressure there. And we'll do this thing where we cross our arms and sort of massage side to side on the upper back. You have one block. You can do that at the lowest or middle height. Just keep your head up off the ground, and you can just sort of massage your back there. If you have two blocks, you put the other block behind your head, so you got a little support for your head there. So any of those versions is fine, but you might move a little side to side. You might hold on one spot. You can reach through your arm and find different areas of your upper back here. These are the rhomboid muscles between the shoulder blades and the middle and lower trapezius muscles. Very common areas of stress and tension in the upper back. Usually we'll feel this as tension in the neck and shoulders. And it's actually a little bit deeper in here in this area that's kind of hard to reach otherwise. So we'll have a little bit of time more here. If you want to hold on one spot or keep moving a little bit, it's also a good thing to do if you ever have any therapy balls like a lacrosse ball or tennis ball or some of those different like spiky plastic balls that you can use to as sort of pressure points on your back. So a couple more breaths here. Now we'll do the same sort of idea, but it'll be for the neck. So where the skull meets your neck, so this little bone that sticks out the back of your head and just below that on your neck. So you can do that if you have two blocks, just use that block that's under your head and kind of angle it so you can massage your head left to right. If you have one block, just go down to the lowest height on there, lowest or middle height, but have it under that occipital ridge, that bone that sticks out of the back of your head, and just kind of wedge it in there so you can have a little pressure into that spot. And if you have no props, use your fingers under your head in that spot. So you get a little pressure and even can sort of move your fingers around that spot. Again, same thing, you can move a little side to side, you can stay in one spot. Sometimes just holding and breathing into it can help it start to release tension there. It's another very common area of tension in the back of the head. And find the most tense spot you can find right now, and we'll hold and breathe, just holding on that one spot for about a minute here. And let your belly and your breath be relaxed, easing into this. With your exhales, the tension softens. Slow belly breaths. And if you want to move to another spot, last little bit here with the neck, you can find another spot and hold and breathe there. And we'll let this go and move your props to the side. So you're just down on your back with no props now. And we'll bring knees into the body and rock a little side to side, massaging your lower and middle back on the mat. Now to the center with the hands on your knees and press your knees forward as you inhale, arching your back. Pull your knees in as you exhale, rounding your back. Tail might lift a little bit. So your inhale, knees forward. And your exhale, knees in a couple times with your breath. And now hold your right knee in with both hands and let your left leg down to the floor in Pavanmuktasana or wind relieving pose. Shoulders relaxed here. Your right knee towards your right ribs. So in today's class, we'll focus on, now that we've kind of worked out some of the kinks, focus on this quality of ama. So I teach a lot about Agni. This is like the digestive fire, but also metabolism, immune system, focus. The opposite of that is Ama, which is another word for essentially disease or sort of buildup, gunk in the system, another way of describing it. It's the exact opposite of Agni. So Ama is toxins, it's disease, it's sort of things being blocked and stagnant in the body. And we'll do a lot of things to help move that today. So we'll switch legs here now, left in, right leg out, Right, starting simple. Belly relaxed as you breathe. So we know we have ama built up in the body. Anytime we feel sort of lethargy, heaviness, stuck, we see it like white gunk on the tongue in the morning. It's good to scrape that off with a tongue scraper. Mental fog, confusion, coldness in your hands and feet and stomach. These are all symptoms of ama buildup. And things we can do to help eliminate it is just like vinyasa yoga is great, building heat in the body, sweating, we'll do that today. And twisting poses can help, inversions. So we'll get through all that today and start to bring both knees in and rock forward and back a little on your spine. And all the way up to downward facing dog. You can take your time just easing into down dog today. This might be your first time today, so just noticing how you feel and not expecting much, just kind of pedaling your feet out if you want, or taking a wider base with your feet if you're feeling a little tight. A few breaths here. And now we'll come forward into a plank pose, shoulders over wrist, high push-up position. And if you want a little more activation, energetically drag your hands and feet towards each other so they don't actually move, but your core activates more internal heat. And knees down all the way to your stomach for locust pose or any sort of little back bend here. Lifting legs, lifting heart, maybe your hands, and any arm variation. Notice the muscles of the back of your body activating here. Slightly bend your knees to get more hamstring activation. Shoulders retract. And back to hands and knees now. So you step your right foot forward into a low lunge. And we'll move a couple of times, easing into this. Inhale forward in the lunge. Exhale back to half splits. So a few times, this simple movement with your breath here. So again, we're just kind of easing into everything today. And next time you come forward in the lunge, we'll just step up to a standing forward fold. At the front of the mat, any version of this. And now, right knee back and down to the mat. Same thing here, inhale forward lunge, exhale back to half splits, straightening the front leg. A couple times with your breath. And next time you come forward, again, we'll step up, standing forward fold, any arm variation here. The bend in your knees, lift halfway up, spine parallel to the floor, shoulders retract. Your hands can be on your thighs or arms reaching back, more back activation. And now chair pose, hips back. Hands either in prayer or arms like a Y. Inhale, rise up to stand, arms reach. Exhale, hands to prayer. Mountain pose, shoulders relax. A couple of breaths here. And now move with the breath. So inhale, arms reach. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, vinyasa. From down dog, inhale, right leg back. Exhale, step forward, high lunge, back knee lifted. Inhale, arms sweep up like a Y. Exhale, vinyasa. You can float your right leg if you want a little more here. Down dog, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, step forward, high lunge. Inhale, arms sweep up like a Y. Exhale, vinyasa. Float your left leg if you want. From down dog on your next exhale, step or hop to the front. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale all the way up, arms reach. Exhale, hands of prayer. Inhale, arms reach. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, vinyasa. Down dog, inhale, right leg back. Exhale, step forward. Warrior three, back leg lifts, shoulders retract. Couple of breaths here. Lower your hands to the floor and little hops towards handstand. Don't worry about trying to get to handstand. Just little hops in that direction. Good for helping to eliminate ama, build agni in the body. And we'll go back down through vinyasa when you're ready. These sort of jumping motions we don't usually do too much of in yoga. It's good for the lymphatic system, immune system to do that. From down dog, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, forward lunge. Inhale, warrior three, rising up. Couple breaths here, find your balance. Lower your hands to the floor and little hops towards handstand. Doesn't have to be big, any amount. And back down, vinyasa when you're ready. Down dog, step or hop to the front. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, forward fold. Inhale, rise all the way up. Exhale, hands in prayer. Inhale, arms reach. Side bend to your right. Exhale, hold and breathe here. Any variation of that? Notice your heart rate probably went up a little bit from the hops. We'll come back up to center, over to the other side. Any variation? So it's good to increase the heart rate regularly. The heart rate variability is our ability to go to higher and lower heart rates throughout the day. It's a good measure of health as well. Next inhale, back to center. Exhale, the chair pose. Hold, breathe here for a moment. And your next exhale, lower hand, step back to plank, high push-up. Left hand a little forward from center for side plank. You can raise your right leg if you want more. Couple of breaths here. Very nice. Right foot to the floor behind you. Back bend, reach your right arm, lift through your hip. And back to plank. Right hand a little bit forward from center, side plank. Any variation here? Left foot to the floor behind you. Lift through your hips, active glutes, reach your left arm. And back to center and plank through vinyasa or right to down dog. Always do any version of the vinyasa you want. From down dog, lift your right leg back and open your hip. With your next exhale, step all the way up to warrior two. Couple of breaths here. Find your foundation, grounding in your feet. Focus your gaze over your right fingertips. So the focus of the eyes also helps to build Agni and reduce Ama. Your next inhale, reverse warrior, reach your right arm up. Exhale, vinyasa. From down dog, lift your left leg back, open your hip, and step all the way up, warrior two. Find your drishti, the gaze over your front fingertips, focused eyes. Steady breath here. Your next inhale, reverse warrior, reach your left arm up. Exhale, vinyasa. From down dog, step or hop to the front of your mat. Inhale, half lift. Exhale, fold. Chair pose again. Hold and breathe. Your inhale, rise up to stand, arms reach. Exhale, hands in prayer. Inhale, arms reach up. Arms like a W as you exhale. Interlace your hands behind your back and fold at your waist any amount. Hands are interlaced, arms come overhead. And you can stay right there in the middle, if that's fine. You can also bend your left knee, keep your right leg straight, lean a little to your right. If you're bending the knee, switch sides. The right knee bends, left leg is straight. And now both legs straight. Release your hands down. Feet together, knees apart for Bakasana, crow. So any amount, shifting your weight to your hands. as if they're in plank. And next step, knees to triceps. And next step, lean forward, heels to tail. Use a block under your head if you want a little support here. If you want to jump back through vinyasa, if you feel strong here, you can do that. Or when you're ready, just step through vinyasa or down dog. Down to the hands and knees. And give the wrists a break here. Let's tuck the toes and sit back onto your heels. So we can do some simple wrist stretches here, just basic sort of pulling with one hand and going in both sides. Any sort of movements that you like for your wrists here. Then we'll go back to hands and knees. If you want a little padding under your knees, you could put a blanket there. We're just going to be here for a moment here. But let's circle the right hip in all directions. Now open your right knee out to your right, like fire hydrant pose, and stay there. Or reach your left arm forward. So it's really good strengthening for your outer glutes, outer hips, and the core if your arm is forward. Now come back to hands and knees. Same thing to your other side. Circle your left hip in all directions. Open your left knee out to the left. Stay or reach your right arm forward. Couple breaths wherever you are as best you can, lifting your left knee against gravity. And back to hands and knees. And then we'll bring right leg straight back. Slight bend in the knee. Reach your left arm forward or bend your right knee a lot to grab your foot behind you. A couple of breaths here. And let that one go to the other side. Now hands and knees, reach your left leg back. Slight bend in your knee, right arm forward. You could stay there or bend your knee and grab your foot. A couple of breaths here. Back to the hands and knees all the way down to your stomach. Or any back bend again, or bow pose if you want a little more. Bend both knees, grab both feet. If there's any pain in your knees, skip that and do less. Breathing into your belly here, you might feel the heat of your body built up a little bit today already. And we'll let this go wherever you are, back to either down dog or child's pose if you want to cool off a little bit. I've still got some more active work to do, building this Agni to help eliminate Ama. So eventually we'll all get back to downward facing dog. Lift your right leg back, inhale. Exhale, step forward, high lunge. Inhale, arm sweep up. Side bend to your right as you exhale, right hand to right hip. Now, from here, use that length in your left side to twist either arms out like a T or elbow outside your knee, hands in prayer. More challenge, you're in the elbow outside the knee, but not touching elbow to knee. You're just floating there. a lot more core work and leg work there if you want more challenge. Now, if your back knee is down, lift it up. So we'll all go into warrior two. Opening up. Left hand to left hip. Right hand to right corner or block for half moon. Or chaphasana, where you bend your knee and grab your foot. Couple breaths here. If you want more challenge, no weight in your right hand, it's just floating or in a mudra, thumb and index finger touching. Back to warrior two, wherever you are. To straighten your front knee, reach your left arm up, forward, and then down to a block or the floor for a revolved triangle. A little bit more challenging twist. Couple of breaths here. So you're opening your ribs towards the ceiling and your top arm just follows that. Or you could always just wrap your top arm around your back. Now, right hand to the floor, vinyasa, meeting back and down dog. From down dog, inhale, left leg back. Exhale, step forward. Inhale, arm sweep up. Exhale, side bend to your left. Keep that length in your side for a twist. In any of those versions. Looks really good, everyone. Really strong. Now, warrior two. Back heel down. Arms open. Right hand to right hip. Left hand to left corner or block. Ardha Chandrasana, half moon. Or Chaphasana, sugarcane pose. Maybe less weight in your left hand over time. More strength in your standing leg. And back to warrior two. Straight front knee this time. Right arm reaches up, forward and down for revolved triangle. If you need to adjust your feet a little wider, that's okay too. So you want to find as much length in your spine as you can get here. Then the twist towards the ceiling. Your next exhale, lower your left hand and back through vinyasa here. Nice. And back down to hands and knees. We'll come into a cat pose, rounding your back, building a little more internal heat. Stay there or lift your knees. Or go to the tops of your feet and lift your knees. Kind of dig your finger pads into the mat. It's like if you're trying to squeeze the ground, building more heat, more activation in your whole body. We'll come back down to the hands and knees. Point your fingers back towards your knees, palms down. Let's give a little relief to your wrists and forearms. A little stretching there. Then we'll come back to normal hands and knees. And tops of your feet are down to sit back on your heels And lean back a little bit to lift your knees, stretching into your shins and ankles here. You can bend your elbows to go a little further if you want. And we'll come back up to hands and knees and standing up at the front of your mat. Just coming back to mountain pose. So we'll go into some inversion practice here. And usually we focus maybe more on holding things, going a little slower. But again, this intention today to kind of move things in the body. If you want to work on these hops, you can do that at the wall, the handstand hops, like down dog, and one leg is kicking up to get towards the wall. If for any reason you don't want to do that, you can always do the other version. You walk your feet up the wall and you hold. It's also going to be pretty strenuous. And if there's any other inversion you want to work on, you can go there. We'll have about 90 seconds here. So I encourage you to actually reach a point of fatigue today where you feel like you need to rest. Not pushing yourself, not injuring yourself, but pushing to that point of fatigue where you definitely get a bit tired. If that feels resonant for you today. Remember to breathe. We'll have about 30 more seconds here. Awesome. And when you're ready, you can come down to child's pose or down dog or any resting pose. You can sit kneeling if you want, whatever is comfortable. Lay on your back, whatever you want to do for about 30 seconds here. And notice your heart rate. Maybe it went up a little bit. So regulating that. It's one of the cool things we get to practice a lot in yoga is regulating our state. So heart rate went up, you can feel it start to come down just by some relaxed breathing. And then we'll all transition to a wide-legged forward fold. The main thing here is just getting your head below your heart, and then any variation of that you want to do is fine. Stay still, you could move a few breaths here. And then we'll all bring hands under shoulders to heel toe your feet in a few steps. Eventually just come all the way down to sitting on your tail with your knees bent, feet on the floor. So you're on this crab shape first. And we'll do that movement side to side with the hips, left to right. And let your knees land to your right side for deer pose. So left knee to right foot. Turn your upper body to the right, down to hands or elbows or props if you want. Find the angle where it feels best for you today. And stay here a little bit. Of course, we want to build the Agni in the body, the digestive fire and heat that purifies and cleanses. But we can always have too much of anything. We can have too much Agni where we get burned out and inflammation and irritability. So it's good to always balance things out. And now we go into some deeper poses and we cool off a little bit. And we'll start to come up to go to the other side. No rush. Few breaths on this side. So again, the ama is essentially the precursor to disease, and we want to get it when it's smaller and easier to manage, with like little ache in the body or little phlegm on the tongue or mucus in the nose that we just clear up right away. And usually it's going to be warming foods. Simple, natural, organic foods are going to help. And a good sort of rule of thumb is just to sense into if the food you're eating has prana or not. Like a highly processed Twinkie on a shelf for 10 years isn't going to have any prana in it. It's going to take prana to digest and probably leave ama in the body. Versus like a fresh strawberry off the vine, off the tree, is going to have more prana in it, more life force, more energy giving. And of course, our yoga practice, one of the best things we can do to increase prana and agni and eliminate ama, the toxins. And we start to come up to hands and knees. And we're going to go into a version of pigeon. So you can do any version of pigeon you want. But if you want to go to the sort of standard one with the hips square to the ground, you can do that. You can go like you're sitting. Something for opening your outer right hip. If you want to do a more active version, you can do that. You can go to mermaid pose if you want. Have some time here. Very nice, Amy. It's good alignment. Everything looks good. A few more breaths here on the side. Now, when you're ready, let's transition to the other side. Same thing. Really good V. Stay here about one more minute. So the tensions and ama, these things are going to build up no matter what. It's just part of life. And the thing is to just be able to manage them and basically like taking a shower bath every day or so, brushing our teeth every day. It's just like a daily maintenance thing to clear the impurities from the body, like scraping the tongue, doing yoga, doing breath work and meditation. Just keeps everything clear and clean. So we're not stuck in building up tensions and toxins in the body. And when you're ready, start to transition to a comfortable seated posture. Sukhasana. You can sit on a blanket or something to elevate your hips if you want. But find some length in your spine, shoulders relax, and we'll use our fingers beside you, so you just kind of lift your heart here, get a little more extension, and then turn to your right. Simple twist. So grab onto your knee with your left hand, and use your other hand like a kickstand. Lift your heart and rotate. You could turn your head back more if you want, but you don't have to. You can move your neck a little bit if you want. And untwist back to center. Just a simple seated twist to the other side. And back to center, sitting tall. Shrug and move your shoulders any way that feels good. And relax your shoulders, move your neck any way that feels good. You could yawn, open your jaw if you want. And then we'll come back to center. And here I'm gonna give you a couple options. So we'll do some sort of pranayama practice. So let's check in with what feels right for your body today. So option one, just normal breathing, meditation. Option two, you can do the alternate nostril breath, sort of a centering, calming breath. Option three, you can do the breath of fire. We've done the last couple classes. It's a sort of fast exhale. It's a little more energizing. And then option four, if you're feeling hot, you can do the cooling breath. Curl your tongue and breathe in through the tongue, out through the nose. So So I know it's a lot of options, but I just want to give you the space to kind of check in with yourself, see what feels good for you here. Is it something more simple, more cooling, more energizing? Just check in with what you feel and then choose the practice that works for you. And we'll have about 90 seconds to do that breath practice. And I'll let you know when that time is up. We're about halfway through now. And it's about time. Now you can stay in meditation if you want. Legs at the wall or Shavasana to have the last few minutes of our practice. Legs at the wall is always good for your immune system too. So if you want to do that, it can also help with eliminating ama from the lymphatic system, the immune system. But whatever feels good for you, trust your intuition, listen to what feels right for your body. And we'll have a few minutes in stillness and quiet to close our practice. Now, if you're ready to move, you can start to make any movements you like. You can always stay there longer if you want. Just take your time. So I'm just going to close our practice today with hands and prayer. It's about mind to heart and to each other. Thank you for practicing today. Namaste.